Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Modern life has become complex, to say the least. You think about the demands we all have from a work perspective, from a family perspective, and from life in general, the things we volunteer for, whether it's coaching or doing things for our children or whatever those things are, it's just become very, very complex. We've got crazy schedules trying to run from one place to another. And what that leads to is overwhelm, significant overwhelm. And so what do we do? Well, one possible solution is we find more time in the day. So maybe we get up earlier, get up at 5 o'clock, 4:30, whatever time that is for you. And we wear that as a badge of honor. Or we work late into the evening because, you know, 5, 6, 7 is not enough. We have to work to 8, 9, or 10. And that's, you know, we pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, we're working harder. We're getting more done. And that's really what's important. But the challenge, though, is at some point working more hours doesn't necessarily reduce the overwhelm because the stuff just keeps coming at you. And sometimes the more you work, the more you're taking on, that overwhelm is just still there. So the first step is to understand where it's all coming from. So think about what is on your plate right now that's causing you the vast majority of your stress. And what you'll probably find is there's less than a handful of things, maybe 2, 3, 4 that are driving this for you. So what one thing you want to do is identify what those things are and write them down. And once you write them down, look at what's close to being complete that you could spend an hour or two on and get it off your plate completely. And focus on those things first. So as you start to focus on this, what you'll find is if you can complete them, some of the stress is going to go away. And then you keep moving. So if you finish those outstanding tasks, that's the first thing. Once you take care of the low-hanging fruit, the next step is to chunk things down that are bigger projects. Schedule them in realistic bites for yourself. So if you know you've got a project, think about when it has to be done. So let's say it's 3 weeks out. Next, take a look at what the total project will entail in terms of your time and start to build it out. So maybe it's an hour a day, maybe it's an hour and a half a day, maybe it's 2 hours a day, whatever that is. Schedule it out, put it on your calendar, block the time, and when that time comes up on your calendar, don't do anything else. Stop reading emails, don't do phone calls, don't take meetings. Block that time for taking care of the tasks that you have to take care of. And now what's going to happen is you're going to start to make progress on it. But the simple act of laying it out on your calendar and knowing that if you put that time in, you will get to completion on it should alleviate a lot of the overwhelm that you're dealing with. So scheduling it out is a big part of it. And the third part of this thing is delegation. What can you get off your plate? Maybe you're taking a lot of people, especially business owners, entrepreneurs, tend to be a little bit of control freaks, right? This is the thing where they feel they're apprehensive about giving things away or to give away tasks because they feel that no one can do it as well as they can. Well, that's okay. Maybe you just have somebody do the bulk of the work and you just proofread afterwards or you supervise when it's all over. But for you to take all the time to do it when you have other people that may be able to help, if it can alleviate some time from you, let it happen. And over time, what'll happen, the more they do it, the better they'll get. And the more you'll start to trust them and feel comfortable. So release some of that control. Release the need to micromanage people and just get better at delegation. And if you're worried about it getting done, maybe it's a simple email to you telling, recapping what happened and letting them know that they finished, right? And that'll stop you from having to do a full meeting and go face to face with people because it'll just pull it off your schedule. Now they send you an email when it's done. They give you status updates along the way. Now you don't have to worry about it as much. And the other side of it is with delegation is sometimes we should say no. We shouldn't take on every task that's given to us. There's certain things that you can push back on. There's certain things that other people may be able to handle. And there's certain things that just candidly aren't worth your time. And it's okay to say no if it's going to prevent some overwhelm from you. So the key here is to figure out what's what you're facing. Chunk it down to smaller bites. Figure out what you can do quickly. Schedule out the important tasks over time and allowing yourself time slots to do things. And then finally, delegate things that can be done by others and say no to things that just aren't worthy of your time or dedication. And I think the final piece of this thing is stop worrying about perfection. When you're doing a project, sometimes good is enough. It doesn't necessarily have to be perfect. I know some people are perfectionists and they feel like, oh, everything's got to be just so. And the point here is stop worrying about perfection, because what can happen, the difference between good and perfect can be many, many, many hours. And sometimes that gap between good and perfect can take as much as the project took itself. So stop worrying about perfect and start focusing on good. If you know of anyone who can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for this week, I just want you to focus on eliminating the overwhelm in your life. Understand what's in front of you. Take inventory of everything that you have. Put it down on a piece of paper so you can look at it. Identify what needs to be done and what you can do quickly and take care of it. Look at the next group. Are things that you can chunk down into smaller bites. Do that, schedule out over time so you'll feel better. Once you get that done, start to delegate. Look where you can delegate. Look where you can say no. And then stop worrying about perfection. Accept good as an outcome.